You
Can you guys
guys
hear
hustle.
me?
What's up,
Yep,
dude?
I
I got you.
What's up, guys? Good to see
Hello.
you.
What's
What's
happening,
happening?
man?
How are you? It's been a minute.
I know. Last time I saw you was on the bus, right?
That's right. That's right.
Ripping
With
it
Joe
up, boy. Ripping it up. That's
at
right.
Joe's in the back, we were dancing. We had some Chicago house music going.
Oh, yeah, man.
You
You were
know,
killing it.
the fun part about that is I think we talked a lot about we talked about a lot of music. One of those is Gonna Love You, one of those songs that you guys played for me, because that
Right.
was, I mean, what, a year, almost a year and a half ago? It was a
Yeah.
while. It was before the Kane tour. But you also played me a bunch of other songs that I kind of want to ask about, because I've been curious about for a while. And one of them was that Spanish version of Just
Just
the
the
Way.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
It's still in the holster, man. Ready to go. I feel like they didn't really finish it like they wanted to, but I think it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it was definitely fire. And I think there's so many songs right now coming out with those Latin influences as well being worked in, especially like even Morgan Wallen's new song has, you can hear that classic guitar in there and those Latin
Oh yeah, the
influences.
solo, yeah.
There was another song that you guys talked about. Oh, it was the Jelly Roll song. And then you got the cool performance with him and the collaboration at the at Bridgestone. Brought Boots on Broadway. Is that what it is? Is that
That's
what it was?
it. Yeah, you nailed it, man. We actually kind of reproduced it, and it's sick, man. It's got to be the right time line to put that thing out, but
Yeah.
it's getting we amped it up a little bit. It's
Okay, so
definitely badass.
that's why I need to know if it was still in the holster, because
Oh yeah. Oh
you
yeah.
know, while obviously you have some incredible music out now, and timing's so weird too, especially in the music world, and who's getting number ones, and who's putting out songs, and who's putting out albums, and you want to try and find that sweet spot. Does that make you nervous about that when you say, "Hey, this is our plan," and then other things start to get thrown in there?
Well, timing's everything, right? And we've been on the perfect side of that, and we've been on the perfectly bad side of that. And some of that's out of your hands. A lot of it's actually out of your
Yeah, most of
hands
it.
because one thing I always say about Nashville is like you never know what's coming because most of the time you could be on the trajectory for the best song ever, and then all of a sudden something just comes out of left field. This collab happens or this happens. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from? Well, it's gonna come from somewhere eventually. It's just you hope your timing's right to map it
Yeah,
out,
and
you
then
know?
you have a killer song that's climbing all the way to number one here, hopefully. Fingers
Yeah,
crossed.
man, let's go.
We're
Come
gonna
on.
love you, and then somebody like Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood put out a song with the same name.
Yeah,
Like,
I know.
what are you doing?
Right. At least we're top five. We're Hey, we're
good.
close. We're close.
No,
We're good.
it's good. You know, obviously that happens with there's a million songs out there with the same
Yeah.
titles, and I'm sure nobody's like, ah, screw them. We'll do this, whatever. But we're excited about the song, because one thing that I love about music, and I know you guys do too, because we talked about this on the bus, is that it's a form of art that has an interpretation that's different for everybody. And so when you first heard, and when I first heard Gonna Love You, even on the bus, I was like, oh, this is obviously about a girl or a relationship or whatever it is. And then you guys drop this music video and you're like, mine, you know, everything's flipped, because you reenacted obviously that very traumatic, you know, event in your guys' lives. And that had to be a hard thing to put yourself back in that. Was the original writing song, maybe start with that one, was the original writing of the song incorporate those feelings of that traumatic event, or was it, or did it come after with the video?
It came after with the video, but I think subliminally it probably was, you know, part of that because the song being about, you know, this unconditional love, perseverance, having somebody's back, and that's a common thread that we have is us four guys in this band being, we wanted to tell our story. We just never had the song to tell the story with. We knew we had to do something. And when this song came along, it was all like a light bulb. And we said, what are we gonna do for the video? You wanna do this regular love story video, like, nah, this is it. This is the opportunity. This is the song to tell the story. So we can, when people ask us about this, we can say, just watch the video. And it was tough. I mean, we all agreed that we needed to do it, but I think that month leading up to that, I was stressed. I know,
Oh yeah.
I think everybody was kind of like, we got to do that. And the day, night before was like, here we go.
Here we go. We're gonna do it.
And then I can't lie, man, sitting in that hotel in that hospital room that was tough.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, did you guys film it at the hospital room? Was it a set? Because that's, I mean, putting yourself mentally back in that space, different for all of you, obviously, with different experiences of it, but man, I can't imagine. Were there tears? What was going on? for
You know
that.
what was crazy?
Take you back there now.
We did it at a real hospital that was shut down. It was like a it was a, like an abandoned hospital. But the craziest thing, the room that we shot the video in had a calendar on the wall, and it was the same date when this actually happened on
Every wall.
on the calendar. Like, this is crazy. You couldn't have planned this.
Yeah. So they have like these little calendars where the day is over and you just peel the piece of paper off. And that
Oh, okay.
hospital had shut down on September 22nd,
2000.
2000. And he would have been going, he went to the hospital
Oh,
September
September
22nd.
22nd.
Yeah.
That's
How
I just got
crazy.
chills, man.
It was
It
pretty
was crazy.
freaky.
It,
There was several rooms with that same date on it. It was
I
weird,
took
man.
video of it and everything, so it's crazy.
Yeah, wow. What a way to kind of I guess everybody deals with trauma in their own way, and you guys have found us. I think it's interesting that you didn't just tell a story, but as songwriters and musicians, you're like, what is the song that tells this story? And that's how we like to tell our stories.
And we never had any intention on writing a specific song. You know, that night we were in such and such, and the door gets kicked open. It was never going to be like that. We never tried to write a song. Didn't want one. Didn't want to think about it. None of that. But with this song, it was exactly what we needed. And
Well, and I think thank you for me and all your fans too. Like, you let us into your world a little bit. There's a difference between hearing the story and then seeing that video. There is just a difference. It's hard to explain and put it into words, but so I think you did a good job putting us into. I do want to talk, because the last time we talked was at Joe's, but the last time I saw you was with Kane and Tyler on the tour.
Yeah, man.
That show was electric, and I couldn't stop talking about it afterwards, because between the three acts, like, you guys have so many damn hits. I've never seen so many butts in the seats, like, for openers before in my life. And so that tour must have been fun, but what did you guys pull away from that tour with Tyler and Kane?
I think the magnitude of the amount of connection and songs you need to be putting, 15, 20,000 people in an arena a night, it takes a lot of connection and a lot of songs and a lot of hits, and like, and you can always up it. You can always up it. That's the thing. It's like, no matter what you think you got, like, you could keep working on it, keep having a better song, having a better production, having a better show. It just really, when you see that every night, it just makes you want to,
Do
you
better,
got to do
yeah.
better. We got to find better songs. We got to do, we got to give the fans more.
That's interesting, because you guys have hits.
Yeah.
You have number one. You have hits on hits on hits, and it's an old story about Parmalee. Like,
Yeah.
oh, not getting the credit they deserve. It's and not that it's a dismissed story,
Yeah,
but
sure.
it's oh, stop. There you go. Yeah. Well, exactly. So I guess that's my point too, is when you talk about, hey, we need to up the connection. What is that for you? Like, you have the songs, you have the writing, you have, is it a connection with the audience? Is it a connection within Nashville? There's always talk like, oh, we got to play the game and we got to do this.
For us, it's the audience now. We're just trying to grow our audience and showing people who we are, and that's what it's all about. But there is a Nashville connection too, but I mean, that's just a game. That's a political game. But growing your audience and getting those real, true Parmalee fans, that's what we want.
Yeah, and it comes down to kind of what's important, right? Is it
That's
more
right.
important to play the Nashville game, or is it more important to play the game of for our fans, right?
The fans are where it's at, man. I don't care what level you're at in your career. If you got fans that follow you and come to your shows, whatever level, that's the most amazing thing on earth. And if they grow and get bigger with you, then that's the golden goose. Whether you have songs on the radio or you just nobody knows who you are or anything like that, if you got the fans that come to see you, that is the that's it. It doesn't, that's it.
As somebody that's gotten to be on your bus before a show, the energy that you guys have going out to perform for people, it shows how much that's what you're here to do. That's what you love to do. And we had dance parties on your bus.
Well,
Of
you got on
everything.
TikTok that night. You remember we dropped
I
the
did. You're like, oh, we gotta get, because a lot of people don't know. I used to dance professionally, and you're like, you guys,
TikTok?
it's
Kill
always
it, man.
prove it.
I love it.
And so we had a lot of fun, but it was a little bit of everything. What's the song that's pumped you up before the shows right now on the bus party?
The song is pumping up.
I think you had
What
some
song?
Uzi Vert last time.
Oh, dude, we've been listening to
What have you been playing, Scott?
little Tommy Richmond every once in a while, and that
Okay.
one's kind of
Gotta love the TikTok songs.
You had TikTok
all the stuff is just fun, man.
They're earworms.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. We'll drop some AC/DC every once in a while, too, you know, to get ready.
We got the rock side, and then we got the dance side, and then we got the chill side. Everything. So we're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. I got to add some Latin in there, too, right?
I know, right? Yeah.
Spice it up. Before you guys go, I want to incorporate you guys directly into the show today, too, with a game I call Good News, Bad News. So I'll give you the good news of a story, and y'all just try and guess what the bad news of the story is, okay?
All right. Bad news bears.
All right. Don't bring that up right now, man. It's tough. all right. So the good news of the story, and it kind of starts with some bad news. There was a biker that he got hit while he was riding his bike. But the good news of the story is that there was an ambulance right there. They took him to the hospital, and he's in great condition because of the swift actions of the first responder. So the good news is the guy is okay. Other than obviously being hit by the bike, what do you think the bad news of that story could be?
It was his. It was a family member that hit him.
Yeah, that could be bad.
His wife tried to run him over.
It was his wife. That's a good guess, I will say. Okay, but it wasn't the bad news. The bad news of the story is actually it was the ambulance that hit him.
Oh,
wait! And then they sent him a bill for taking him to the hospital.
Oh.
So it got worse.
Is this true?
These are all true stories, I promise you. So anyways, that's the bad news of the story. And I'm glad that I'm almost pleasantly, I like when you don't guess them because that means your brain's not in that dark place. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he ran out front of the ambulance though.
I mean, what a great business idea. Let's get an ambulance. Let's start running over people and then taking them to the hospital and charging them for it. That's great. Great idea.
And we'll delete this part of the recording just in case. You guys are awesome. Look forward to you guys coming back and hanging out. And congratulations on everything. Yeah. Keep going.
Coming back to Joe's.
We sure will.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want one of those snub shirts.
Right on.
I'll rock it.
Hell yeah.
Awesome, guys. Good to see you.
Cool, man.
You too, Scotty.
Congrats.
See you next time.
Bye.